So who here got all A's in school? Yeah, I didn't either. Who would like to be on the A-list, like the A-list for the best seats at the football game in San Francisco tomorrow? Anybody? We'd all like those A-list seats. Or who wants to be on the A-team, the best player on the best team? Sure, if you were playing, you'd want to be that. Or who likes A1 steak sauce on their steak? A's are always associated with the best and the brightest. Who wants to be on the A-list at the gate of heaven? Every hand should go up. Every hand should go up. In the gospel today, there are three great A words to pay attention to: astonished, amazed, and authority. The people were astonished. They were surprised at the teaching and preaching of Jesus. He spoke with passion and compassion. He spoke with knowledge and wisdom. He spoke with energy and enthusiasm. And the people were astonished at his words and actions, the way he healed people and sent demons away and didn't let them interfere. The people were amazed, filled with wonder and awe, as Jesus spoke forgiveness and mercy, as he spoke peace and justice, as he spoke equality and acceptance, as he spoke service and sacrifice. We know he touched hearts and spirits with his words. He pricked people's consciousness and made them think, am I truly living in love, with compassion, with kindness? He called people to conversion, to turn away from sin, to stop being selfish and to be more caring and loving and compassionate. He spoke with authority. His words were strong. His passion was evident. His convictions contagious. He called people then and now to think differently, to live differently, to speak differently. The challenge for us today, the call for us now, is the opportunity for us to once again to allow ourselves to be astonished by his words, to be personally affected by his teaching, to allow ourselves to be amazed by his words, his actions, and his attitudes. And they should change us. They should change us. Our hope and prayer for our confirmation candidates as they get ready to receive those seven gifts of the Holy Spirit at confirmation, and it's not until next fall, but between now and then, to continue to want to grow in a relationship with Jesus Christ where they allow themselves to be amazed by his words and his teachings and affected by his words and teachings and take them to heart and to live them in love and to make a conscious decision to be actively engaged in following Jesus. And for our second graders, we want them to begin to grow an appreciation of what it means to come to the altar and hold out their hands and to receive Jesus and say amen, because we want them to believe and to embrace and to understand the attitudes and actions of Jesus and to respect his guiding principles in their lives and to take them to heart and to live them in love. And we, as their parents, model it to them and teach it to them to say yes. Following Jesus in love is what we're all called to do. Being a person of love and compassion is what we're called to do. Being a person of service and sacrifice is what we're called to do. To bring Jesus to them and to help them grow in an appreciation for that Jesus gift. Then, to not be threatened by his authority is our prayer for our confirmation candidates and our children, that they embrace Jesus and his message. They embrace his invitation to a new way to live in relationship with one another, to work harder at loving, to work harder at accepting, to work harder at forgiving, to work harder at sacrificing, to work harder at serving, to work harder at praying. That's what happens to us when we embrace a relationship with Jesus Christ and listen to him and let him lead us and guide us. Go back to the second reading. We hear St. Paul used an A word. He too says, don't be anxious. He reminds us how worldly issues can make us anxious and lead us away from being a loving person. But if we focus on the call of Jesus and living the Spirit of Jesus and work at receiving Jesus and bringing Jesus to others, we have no reason to be anxious because he's in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, and in our spirit. So today, as our children prepare for First Communion, as our confirmation youth finish their retreat, let us pray that they may continue to be astonished and amazed by Jesus. May they be respectful of his leadership and authority. May they be anxious to want to trust Jesus. And so let us pray. If we keep ourselves focused on the message and the mission of Jesus Christ, then we will be energized and empowered and infused to want to be on the A list with Jesus Christ. Amen.